Blog Talk Radio. Verses Psalms 91, verses 1 through 4. May our Father in heaven give you understanding as what has been read. Prayer: before I get into today's lesson, we will be reading out of Exodus. I think I left off in chapter 8 the last time. We were talking about the different plagues that our Father put on Egypt so that the Pharaoh would let his people go, so that they could go into the serve him in the wilderness. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for everything that you do for us, your protection. And I know that you have Aretha Franklin up in heaven just probably singing like she sung down here, and she sang. She was the best singer in the world. I like Nancy Wilson, and I like a couple of other singers, but Aretha was the best in my book. But, you know, I am not the judge. I know that I'm not the judge. At least I will be judged. Nonetheless, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for allowing us, her family, to share her with us by sharing her beautiful voice. Father, thank you for taking us from the evil one and giving us life. Bless us in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for blessing us or keeping natural disasters away, as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for giving us sound mind. Father, we thank you as well for prosperity and good health and peace. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let me introduce myself to you, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I say that it's Sabbath evening because Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and to rest, that's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Remember, this is a virgin, meaning that it's not the real thing. It's just a virgin. It's a copy, and it may not be copied correctly. Your sheep to have your three P's handy, and those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down a scripture that I may state. Although younger people, as well as some of you older people, are savvy with these computers and whatever, I would say, electronic devices, and as well, I am not. Nonetheless, let me ask you to turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 8, and I will pick up where I left off Tuesday. I circled where I had left off, and maybe it was in chapter 9. It was. I was in Exodus chapter 9, verse 24. I want you to get your books and read along with me. I am in Exodus, that's spelled Exodus, chapter 9 and 24. Now, on the computer, it tells you that I would be in Exodus 5, but I read that to you. I think it was last evening. I'm reading as much as the Bible to you, sheep, because I don't never know when the Lord will call my number. whenever he calls me, I will have to go. And I know that my assignment was to feed his sheep. And the only way that I think that I can do that is to read to you what is in the Bible. And we understand most of what I read to you, or you read the Bible for yourself. So let's start reading at where I left off last week, Tuesday, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 24. It reads, "So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since the beginning of a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and broke and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous. I and my people are wicked. Entreat means pray to the Lord, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thundering and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am going out of the city, I will spread abroad, and that's not spreading out his hand, my hand unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail. Thou shalt make it known how that the Lord." Now let me read that over again. I will spread abroad my hand unto the Lord, and the thunder shall speak, neither shall there be any more hail, and thou mayest know that the earth is the Lord. But as for thee, and your servant, I know that you will not yet hear the Lord, and the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was, and the rye was not smitten, for they were not grown up. So they were not destroyed because they had not matured or grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands. He spread his out wide unto the Lord, and the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain was not upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and the thunder were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servant. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Now that ends the reading of chapter 9. Let's pray that you think, or you see, have been listening to what I have read, because I think that after chapter 10, I just may have some questions for you all, and hopefully you can remember like the different plagues that our Father in heaven has given unto the land of the Egyptians, so that his people will be let go. And remember, too, who are his people? Yeah, you're right. The Hebrews. And I'm telling you that the Hebrews were black people. I told you once before, I think it's in Psalms 84 or 83, I told you all to read because Psalms in that particular area, let me look it up. It tells you, that they were made captive by all these different armies gathered together against them. And I want you to read that. Excuse me while I turn the page. I am trying to find it. Just bear with me, please. I am so glad that you sheep are listening to my program, because you know that you could be elsewhere doing something else. Oh, Jesus, don't let me. I was in Psalm. I'm way over in Psalms 90. I will find it to tell you. See, I want you to read it real quickly. I think it's Psalms 83, and maybe in a few months from now I will read that, but right now I intend to read all of the chapters following Exodus and what comes after Exodus. The book of Exodus is Leviticus and then Numbers, so I intend to read all of that to you. So it'll be a while before I get to Psalms 83. I want you to read it. I want you to find out, know all the those groups of people that came against the children of Israel, the Hebrews, and they destroyed the Hebrews, and another group of people have their land right now. They call themselves the Israelites, but they're not. And tells you that in Revelations chapter 2 and 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9. Okay, I want you to remember, like all of the plagues that has been brought on the land of Egypt, to let his people go. I may mention a few more right in chapter 10, but nonetheless, I hope you remember the plagues that I've already read to you. Now let's read Exodus chapter 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and I have hardened his heart and his heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him. Let me read verse 1 again. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart in the heart of his servant, that I might show these my signs before him. Verse 2, and that you may tell in the ears of your son and of thy son's sons, of your son's son, what things I have brought or I have wrought in Egypt what works wrought, W-R-O-G-H-T, that is works. That's another word for works in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that you may know who that I am, the Lord. Let me read that again. And the Lord, verse 2, and that thou mayest tell in the years of thy son, your son, and your son's sons, your son's sons, and your sons and grandsons, what things I have worked in Egypt, and the signs which I have done among them, that you may know how that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me, may serve me? Thus, if you refuse to let my people go, see, tomorrow I will bring locusts into thy coast. Now that's another plague, locust. Remember, last week, last time I read to you, it was fire and hail and it was hail mingled with hail. Very grievous thing. But nonetheless, let me read verse 3. I'll start over at verse 3 again. I'm in chapter 10, verse 3. And Moses and Aaron came unto Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve you. Or else if you refuse to let my people go, see, tomorrow I will bring the locusts into your coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hell. Can you excuse me for one moment? See, my doorbell is ringing. Hold on.
Who is that?
Come on in. Thank you, see, for listening to me. I have a visitor right now, and he will probably visit my sisters, one of my sisters. Okay, I am in chapter 10, verse 5. And they shall cover the face of the earth that one cannot be able to see, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, remaineth unto you from the hill, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field, and they shall fill thy houses and thy houses of all thy servants and the houses of all the apologize, sheep. That's what happens when you are doing live broadcasting. You're subject to hear anything that's going on in your house. Excuse me, I had to burp. Let me start reading chapter 5 again. Not chapter 5, verse 5. I still have to budge. and they shall cover the face of the earth, that you cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hill, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field, and they shall fill your houses and the houses of thy servant, and the houses of the Egyptians, which neither thy father nor thy father's father have seen since the day that they were upon the earth until this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve their Lord, their God. Knowest thou not yet the Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, and with our flocks and with our herds will we go. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now that are men, and serve the Lord, for that you did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, for the locusts that they may come upon the land of Egypt, and eat every herb of the field, even all that the hail has left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought the east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, went up over all the land of Egypt, and rested in all the coasts of Egypt. Very grievous were they before them. There were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. But they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the field and all of the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the tree or in the herb of the field through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron in haste. And he wanted them to hurry up and come see what he wants. And he said, I have sinned against your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray you, my sin only this once, and entreat me to pray to your Lord God, that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh. And I think that the Bible says, and he went out, it was both Aaron, Moses and Aaron. But he said, the Bible says, and he went out. And I'm thinking it says, it's talking about Moses when he said, and he went out from from Pharaoh and entreated, prayed to the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts from the coast. Let me read that again. Verse 19. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and the coast, and cast them into the Red Sea. There remaineth not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven. There might be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwelling, in their houses, or living space. And Pharaoh called Moses and said, you go serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be saved. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings. We may sacrifice unto our Lord. The sacrifice may be a meat, something, some type of meat, so they could kill and offer to our Heavenly Father. Our cattle also will go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for there must be the we take to serve our Lord our God. We must know not what we might serve the Lord until we come thither, until we come to that place. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me, key to yourself, to thyself. See my face no more, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt surely die. He's telling Moses, you shall surely die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see your face again no more. So, that is the reading of chapter 10. Are some of the plagues that our Father in heaven had Moses and Aaron to put on the land of Egypt? Oh, yeah, you're correct. Someone said blood in the rivers of water. That's good. Who said frost? Lice? Flies? Plague on the cattle? boys and chores? You sheep are so smart, much smarter than I thought. You were not listening, but you are. What came after that? Oh, my goodness, you're so smart. You're saying hell and fire and locusts and darkness for 3 days. Oh, my goodness, you are smart. And what was the, I haven't gotten to chapter 11. I'm going to stop here. I will start chapter 11 Tuesday. I'm going to stop here and have a closing word of prayer. And then I will tell you some other things. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us each and every day and night from the evil one. That is Satan, for those who don't know, giving us a blessing of prosperity, our health, and our right mind. Thank you. We say that prayer in Jesus' name. Remember, sheep. And when I say in Jesus' name, Yeshua's name as well. Remember, sheep. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Tuesday, reading chapter 11 and 12, if I am permitted to. Now, I want you, sheep, to remember, circle 11 so that I know to start on chapter 11. We are learning a lot, just like we have learned when we read about in Genesis. We learned a lot from Genesis, too. I bet you if someone asked you about in Genesis, that you could tell them that there was more than one flood. That Gilgamesh told a story about a flood years before this Bible was written. So, Gilgamesh was from Mesopotamia. And I understand that from my school days, that area were dark people too. I was, or brown people, you know. So, much of this Bible, I think all of this Bible, has been written by black people, but the white people have taken it over. You know, anyone who believes in our Father and does his will, whatever he says that we should do in this Bible, those are his children too. But I'm trying to find, where can I find white dust of the earth? He says that he made us from the dust of the ground, and I've only seen dark brown people or, you know, not white people. I've never seen the white dust, and I've been looking for that. Now, sheep, I want you to know who the 12 tribes are. They are Judah, and they are the African American. I don't care what other preachers may tell you. I think I am right. Benjamin, the West Indian Black. Levi, the Black Haitian. Ephraim, the Puerto Rican. Manasseh, the Cuban. Simeon, they are the Dominican. Zebulun, the Guatemalans and the Panamanians, the Mayans. Indians, Reuben, the Seminole Indians, Asher, the Columbia and Uruguay, and the Incas, Issachar, those are the Mexican Aztecs, and Nectali, they are the Argentinians as well as the Chileans. remembership that our Father has festivals that we are to keep. We are to keep the Sabbath day, and we are to keep the Passover. We are to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost. They have passed. Coming up is the Free Feast of Trumpets. That will be on September the 10th of this year. And it's called Rosh Hashanah. The Feast of Atonement, that is September the 19th of this year. That's when we do fasting and repenting. The Feast of Tabernacles, that is, it says here, a 7-day celebration of the great fall harvest. And that's September 30th. And last is the last great day, October the 1st. That's when you we all get together to have a separate feast. So remember, sheep, I have books over at Amazon. I want you to purchase my 3 books. I am Sondra Harris, that's Sondra Harris, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plan. Purchase my book. It would be a surprise and a blessing to me.
Lift up our hearts.